Well, we've got two fine men here in front of me. I don't know which one I want to talk to first. I think we'll go in order from... I think we'll start with Jeremiah. Hey, how are you?
Good.
How old are you, Jeremiah?
9 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Liberty Elementary School.
I've been there. It's a great school. And who is in your family?
My grandma, my sister, and my mom.
And let's meet the person who's sitting on your right. What's your name?
My name is Remington.
Hey, Remington. And where are you from?
I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York.
And what brought you to Pittsburgh?
Job opportunity.
Yeah. Now, when you left Brooklyn, was it the hotbed that it seems to have become now?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I left in the early 90s to go to school. So,
in fact, we had a Brooklyner in the studio with us last week, or a Brooklynite by the name of Josh White Jr., who was raised in Brooklyn. And we were talking, or actually, he spent some time in Brooklyn. He's living in Detroit now. I'm trying to remember how the subject of Brooklyn came up, but we were talking about the gentrification and how things have changed. How do you like Pittsburgh so far?
I love it, except for the cold weather.
Yeah.
But it's a great place to be.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a health educator. I'm also into film production.
Excellent. Well, Jeremiah, how long have the two of you been brothers?
Almost 3 years now.
Wow. Do you remember what it was like when you first met?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what that was like. You would have been like six, right? 6 years old or so?
Yes.
And was it scary or was it something you...
It was fun.
Was it? How did you get to know each other?
After 2 years, we were pretty good friends.
What are some of the things that you think are important to be friends? And maybe not just with Remington, but with anybody. Like, what makes a good friend?
You're able to talk to them and ask them questions, personal questions.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And maybe even, you know, that if you tell them anything that you don't want spread around, they'll sort of, you know, keep it, you know, as a secret, or not tell things or share things. And it sounds like you two are really good friends. What do you like to do together, Remington?
Well, during the summer months, we like to go to the movies and watch a lot of blockbusters. So there isn't a Marvel or DC movie that we have not seen over the past 2.5 years. So.
Now, did you have an interest in those types of movies before you met Jeremiah?
Oh, Marvel and DC, definitely. Not so much animated, but I've grown to love them since this little guy.
And what were you going to say?
Nothing.
Oh, what do you like movies too. What do you like to do in school? Do you have a favorite subject?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
Gym.
Gym. And what do you, so you like sports? What do you play?
I play football.
Wow. Do you prefer offense or defense?
Defense.
And do you have a favorite Steeler or any other team person? Football season's over, so it's kind of tough. But
Marshawn Lynch from the Seattle Seahawks.
Ah. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Were you disappointed?
Yes.
I didn't get, believe it or not, I didn't watch any of it, but I know a lot of Seattle fans were disappointed. So have you ever thought about what it would be like if Remington were not in your life, Jeremiah? Like, he's probably made a big difference, huh?
Mm-hmm.
How so?
My dad really doesn't come and see me, so he comes and gets me, and that makes me happy because he's a father figure.
Why is it important to have a father figure, do you think?
For kids that are out there, fathers that aren't around, it's important to have a father figure so you know what it's like still to have a father.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure you mentioned your grandma and your mom, who I'm sure are great adults to have in your life, too, but it's nice to have another guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
surrounded by three girls.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something. So it's nice to have a guy around. And what about for you, Remington? Do you have any kids of your own?
No, I do not.
So it's got to be fun to have somebody who could be your son and who is like a little brother, is a little brother to you.
That's right. My dad was delinquent and still is delinquent in my life. And so I decided to make a change and channel that energy in a positive way. And it's been great.
Well, that's excellent. Do you two ever play sports together? Or you mentioned seeing movies. Are there anything you do outside when the weather's nice, not on a day like today, maybe?
Well, actually, today we're going to go to the Y and just play some basketball and dodgeball. But usually it's the movies or it's Dave and Buster's, the aquarium, the zoo, Kennywood.
Oh, great. Well, I have. Have you been to the Children's Museum yet?
I haven't. He's been several times.
Well, so. You need to go together. So we have a pass to give you, and you can go today if you want, but you can go whenever you would like. And I have for Jeremiah a radio patch as a memento of your visit. And I think because your brother here is a filmmaker, I think he needs a radio patch too. We really should let him have one. And Sandra Aretano is here from Big Brothers Big Sisters. If you'd like a radio patch, I can get you a radio patch.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? They're every. Now, were you a Girl Scout?
I was not. Okay. I was a Brownie. I didn't get past being a Brownie.
Well, we'll get that over to you. Anything new at Big Brothers Big Sisters we should be aware of?
This is actually a very exciting year for us. It's our 50th anniversary for Greater Pittsburgh Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have events all throughout the year, and our next major upcoming event is our Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's a lot of fun. We actually kick off on March the 8th, and it goes all through March at various bowling lanes. So if anyone would be interested, they can call our main number at 412-363-6100 or go to our website, which is www.bbbspgh.org. Come out and celebrate with us, and you know we would love to have you.
Well, it's always been great. We've been having monthly Big Brothers Big Sisters features, I think, for almost 10 years now, and it's been just wonderful. Remington, Jeremiah, anything else you would like to say? Jeremiah, I meant to ask you, too, do you have any shout-outs that you'd like to say to anybody listening?
I'd like to shout-out to my mom.
One of those women you live with. I'm glad you did. You have sisters, too, did you say?
And my sister.
Yeah. And anything else either of you would like to say?
I would like to give a shout-out to Big Brother, Big Sister for allowing me the opportunity to be a mentor and be a big brother to Jeremiah. I want to thank his grandmother and his mom for allowing me to feel like I'm part of their family. And definitely all of my colleagues and my friends at work who continue to support me and ask frequently about how things are going with Jeremiah and I.
Jeremiah, I saw you looked like you had something else to say.
Shout out to my football team. Let's stay undefeated.
Thanks to all three of you for being here. Sandra Aretano from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, bbbspittsburgh.org, and Remington and Jeremiah.
Thank you.